Verse 17 starts a new section in Proverbs, the 30 sayings. So Proverbs 22, verse 17. Saying one, listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my instruction. For it is good to keep these sayings in your heart and always ready on your lips. I am teaching you today, yes, you, so you will trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you, filled with advice and knowledge. In this way, you may know the truth and take an accurate report to those who sent you. It's not enough to have mere information or knowledge. Fallen angels have knowledge. Evil people have knowledge. People going to hell have knowledge. We need wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge so that we live according to God's wise principles. And those principles are in accord with who God is. Listen to the words of the wise. Don't listen to foolish people, the wrong people, whether they speak to you by the media, social media, TV, movies, the arts. Listen to the right people, the wise. They know the Lord. They fear the Lord. They trust him. They know his word and are able to apply his word to all of the various situations they encounter. And the best source of wisdom is the word of God itself. So be intentional with the word of God. We are told to apply your heart to it. Keep it down deep in your heart at the very center of who you are. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your heart. Be intentional with the word of God, not casual. If you do, you will become wise and you will know how to respond to every situation in a good way. You will consistently make good decisions. You will be able to respond wisely to those who sent you, those who trusted you with an important responsibility. When you report back to them, they will hear your wise response and they will be impressed with you and your wisdom. And that will really benefit you. Saying number one. Saying number two, verse 22, don't rob the poor just because you can, or exploit the needy in court, for the Lord is their defender. He will ruin anyone who ruins them. Don't take advantage of the poor and the needy, the weak, the vulnerable, just because you have the ability to do so. That greatly displeases the Lord, who is righteous, who is just. He cares for and defends the disadvantaged. The Lord is so much greater than you are, so much stronger than you are, and he will do to you what you did to them. He will ruin you. He will destroy you. Saying three, verse 24. Don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. There are people with serious anger issues. They cannot control their anger. They have repeated angry outbursts. Those repeated angry outbursts are toxic. They are corrosive. They are destructive. Angry people hurt those around them, and they also hurt themselves. Do not spend time with angry people, because we become like those we spend a lot of time with. They rub off on us. We become more and more like them. If we befriend angry people, we will find it easier to give into anger and rage ourselves. Do not become friends with an angry person. And certainly do not marry someone with anger issues. You will regret it. Saying number four. Don't agree to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for someone else. If you can't pay it, even your bed will be snatched from under you. Many people are not good with managing their own money. They live beyond their means. They don't save. They go into debt. They make bad financial decisions. A lot of people like that. So, the Word of God is telling us it's not wise to guarantee another person's loans. The person whose debt you are guaranteeing is likely to default, and you will be responsible for that debt, and you may lose a lot. You may lose everything. Oh, Rabbi Lauren, I'm so much smarter than that. I would never do anything as foolish as that. Yes, you would. In fact, you're already doing it. And let me explain how you are doing it. Not only is the federal government, meaning you are the government, right? Not some bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. They supposedly work for us. We the people are the government, right? Not only is the federal government in debt, a huge debt so big that it can never be repaid, the federal government, through the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, guarantees all deposits in banks under $250,000. So if the banks go bankrupt and that deposit money is gone, the government, meaning you, are responsible and will cover those bad debts and losses. How much in total deposits are in U.S. banks? More than $18 trillion. And a lot of that is guaranteed by the federal government under $250,000. But that's not all. The federal government, again meaning you, guarantees private sector workers' pensions. Right? The federal government, meaning you, guarantees public sector workers' pensions. The federal government, meaning you, guarantees almost all student loans. That's about $1.6 trillion. The federal government, meaning you, provides guarantees against losses from defaults on mortgages made by private lenders, mainly through the Federal Housing Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs. And there's more. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are government-sponsored enterprises that guarantee mortgages of individual private borrowers. Add up all these government guarantees and it comes to trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And when the defaults start happening in a big way, and I'm sure they're coming, the government, meaning you, will pay these guarantees by creating even more trillions of dollars out of nowhere. Protect yourself from the inevitable destruction of the dollar with real money that cannot be hyperinflated, which it is currently in the process of being. Get yourself some real money, gold and silver. Saying number five, don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers set up by previous generations. When this was written, stones were used to mark the boundaries of property. This is teaching us to respect the property rights of others. We are not to enrich ourselves by cheating others. We are to be honest in our dealings with others. And respecting private property rights applies to governments as well as to individuals. Governments that don't respect private property rights create instability, create poverty. Think communism. They do not respect individual property rights. Think socialism. Socialism does not really respect individual property rights. This is a principle that applies to nations as well as individuals. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers set up by previous generations. Saying six, do you see any truly competent workers? They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Hard work and competence lead to recognition and success. Those who work with diligence and with skill and with excellence will gain recognition and have opportunities to work for influential people in better positions. Work with diligence, work with excellence, and you will advance. And consider this. Each one of us is called to work for the Lord. We are supposed to be the Lord's workers, his co-workers. Be a person who works for the Lord with diligence and with skill and with excellence, and he will advance you in his kingdom. He will honor you. He will recognize you, and his honor and recognition are the very best kinds of honor and recognition. Chapter 23, saying 7, verse 1. While dining with a ruler, pay attention to what is put before you. If you are a big eater, put a knife to your throat. Don't desire all of the delicacies, for he might be trying to trick you. Do not be fooled by a delicious meal hosted by someone who is rich or powerful. He may have a hidden agenda. That delicious food may come with strings attached, with expectations for you to do something you really don't want to do. Oh, you enjoyed my delicious food? You owe me, buddy. And now I want you to do something for me. Saying number 8. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle, far and fast and unobtainable. Most people love money and what money can buy, and so they pour too much of their time, their thoughts, their efforts into getting rich. That's not wise, because wealth, for many reasons, can vanish suddenly. Poof, it is gone, never to come back to you. So don't be fixated on getting rich. Learn to be content if your needs are being met. Instead of being fixated on getting rich, pursue wisdom, righteousness, serving the Lord. That results in a stable and successful life in this world, followed by enjoying the true wealth, the eternal riches. And speaking of wealth disappearing in the blink of an eye, it can happen to a nation as well as to an individual. We have names for this: a market panic, a market crash, a financial collapse, bank runs, a Great Depression. And I hope you believe me when I tell you once again that our financial system, with its malignant fractional reserve banking system and a currency that is not backed by anything real like gold and silver, and its tremendous indebtedness, which is absolutely out of control, federal, state, local debt, individual debt, corporate debt, bloated stock markets that are propped up by huge amounts of leverage, which is another name for saying debt. All of this is a house of cards built on quicksand with a Category 5 hurricane approaching. You don't believe me? You'll see, and I think you'll see very soon. From the Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway. How did you go bankrupt? Bill asked. Two ways, Mike said. Gradually, and then suddenly. The U.S. has been going bankrupt gradually for decades. Soon it will be suddenly. Do not wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Saying 9, don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. They're always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. You will throw up what little you've eaten, and your compliments will be wasted. There are some people who are stingy. Do not eat with stingy or deceptive hosts. Their hospitality may be insincere, and it can lead to a very unpleasant experience. Discern the intentions of those who offer you a meal or some other gift, and don't be fooled by their apparent generosity. Saying 10, verse 9, Don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. Learn to identify fools. What's a fool? A fool may have a lot of knowledge. He might have a PhD. He might have a high IQ, but he ignores God and God's wise principles for living. After you have identified your fool, don't try to teach him. Don't try to reason with him. Don't try to correct him. You're wasting your breath. Looking back, I know that I have wasted way too much of my precious time trying to talk to fools, reason with fools, correct fools, teach fools. I could have used my time in much more productive ways. Saying 11, don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. Don't take the land of defenseless orphans, for their Redeemer is strong. He himself will bring their charges against you. Be honest in your dealings with others, especially with those who are weak and vulnerable. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't take advantage. Be like the Lord, who is concerned about everyone's rights, especially the rights of the disadvantaged. And know this, if you do take advantage of people, especially the weak and vulnerable, the Lord, who is so much stronger than you are, will work against you and claw back your ill-gotten gains and help those that you have harmed. Saying 12, commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. Commit. Listen carefully. We are to be intentional about getting good teaching. Commit yourself. Listen carefully. Be intentional about learning from the Word of God yourself. Be intentional about that. Do it. Make that a priority. Be intentional about learning from good Bible teachers. Seek them out. Listen carefully to what they say. Be intentional about seeking out wise people to talk to get advice from. Your life will be so much better if you do these things. Commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. Saying 13, don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may well save them from death. Dr. Spock would not like this verse. Because we are born with a fallen nature, we come into this world ignorant and rebellious and foolish. It's the duty of parents to teach their children about God and his ways. It's their responsibility to correct their children when those children need correction. Consistent teaching and discipline, correction, will produce good character in children and save them from a wayward life. Use words to teach. Use words to correct. Use a timeout or remove some other privilege to correct. And use physical discipline as a last resort. But make sure that you don't overdo it. Saying 14, my child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. Wise children are a tremendous source of joy to wise parents. So, if you want to be happy parent, do everything you can to produce wise children. Teach your children to know God and be loyal to the Lord, to love Him, to serve Him, to obey His wise principles for living. Teach these truths to your children until they become part of who they are, until they have hearts that are wise. Saying 15, and this will be the last saying for this morning. Lord willing, we'll do the second part of the 30 sayings next week. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. Sinners can cheat and steal and do all kinds of unethical and illegal things in order to become rich and famous and enjoy a lavish lifestyle. They can do all kinds of immoral things to experience short-term pleasures. Don't envy those people when you see their lavish lifestyles and all the things they're enjoying. Don't envy them. You do what is right. Be patient. Respect the Lord, and He will reward you with a successful life in this world, followed by eternal life in the world to come.